Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we have slowly crept into the month of March. Who knows whether it's going to come in like a lion or a lamb or just lay there and look at us, but we're going to still look at some of the shows that opened on Broadway this month.
Well, there are three that are coming to Broadway this month, but we're going to the most recent one on our program, and that's A Song from Frozen, which opened on March 22nd, 2018 at the St. James Theater, and with over 300 performances under its belt, it's still going strong. From the original cast recording of Frozen, which is more music than the film had, we're going to hear Casey Levy, John Riddle, and the company sing a song called Monster.
It's finally come, come to knock down my door. I can't hide this time like I hid before. The storm is awake, the danger is real. My time's running out. Don't feel. Fear will be your enemy and death its consequence. That's what they once said to me, and it's starting to make sense. All this pain, all this fear began because of me. Is the thing they see, the thing I have to be. A monster, were they right? Has the dark in me finally come to light? Am I a monster, full of rage? Nowhere to go, but on a or am I just a monster in a cage?
This winter, bring back summer. Keep your guard
up. No harm comes to her.
This winter, bring back summer. Keep your guard up.
What do I do? No time for crying now. I started a storm. Gotta stop it somehow. I can't.
From the Disney musical Frozen, you heard Casey Levy, John Riddle, and the company sing Monster.
Let's go back 46 years to 1973. Doesn't that sound terrible? But it was the opening of Seesaw, a musical version of Two for the Seesaw by Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields. It opened at the Eurus Theater on March 18th and ran for 296 performances, which was longer than they thought it was going to run because of all of the problems out in the field while it was getting ready to come in. Michelle Lee took over the leading role from Lainey Kazan, and she's joined by Ken Howard and the company for a song called In Tune.
Very mellow. I'm a double bass bassoon.
Two completely unrelated instruments, but when they play together, they're in tune.
Different backgrounds, different parents, miles apart this afternoon.
Two absurdly different personalities, but now that we're together, we're in tune.
Cold strangers can get hot. It takes one bottle of beer. A glow is what we've got. We're lit up like a 100-candle chandelier.
You're a skylark.
I'm a skylark. You're a lazy, crazy loon.
Two birds of a different feather meet one night. Somehow they sound so very, very sweet that night. For when they sing together, they're in tune.
That was Michelle Lee, Ken Howard, and the company from Seesaw with In Tune.
Jerome Maras and John Latouche took a crack at putting Greek mythology on the musical stage with The Golden Apple, which opened on March 11, 1954, at the Phoenix Theater and ran for 173 performances. The big popular song from the score was Lazy Afternoon. But we played that a couple of years ago, so we're going to another song called It's the Going Home Together. It's sung here by Patricia Gillette and Stephen Douglas from the original cast recording.
Lie awake with the sky for a tent, and I felt such an ache, though the letters that you sent always said you were fine. But I read between each line the longing for me that I felt for you.
Oh, the hardest thing to do, the hardest time of all, was the coming home alone with no
stop being home together when the shadows rise. Someone looks into your eyes and takes you by the hand. It's a dear familiar face that can light up a place. And little private jokes only you to understand. It's the going home together through the changing years. It's the talk about the weather and the laughter and the tears. It's to love the you that's me and the me that's you. It's the going home together all night.
You heard Patricia Gillette and Stephen Douglas sing It's the Going Home Together from The Golden Apple.
Disney has several musicals on Broadway right now. We've already heard from one of them, Frozen, and another one of the big hits is playing at the New Amsterdam Theater, where it opened on March 20th in 2014. It's still going strong with over 2,050 performances. It's Aladdin. We're going to listen to one of the songs that was written for the stage version. Here are Courtney Reed and Adam Jacobs with A Million Miles Away.
Have you ever imagined what it'd be like to take off and never look back?
Only every hour of every day.
What's stopping us? We'll join a caravan tonight. Count on the stars to be our guides. We'll simply vanish out of sight. Go where the desert road decides. There won't be any obligations.
Our fathers to obey.
'Cause we'll be a million miles away. Leave everything behind. When you choose to lose yourself, who knows what you might find? And once the journey's done, you'll have some faith in me. After a million miles or so, we might feel like we're free.
Maybe we'll travel on the sea.
I'll tend the sails and you can steer.
Watch the waves roll on endlessly
and the horizon disappear.
We'll leave our thoughts about the future till some future day.
'Cause we'll be a million miles away. Leave everything behind. When you choose to lose yourself, who knows what you might find? And once the journey's done, it won't seem quite so far. After a million miles or so, we'll find out who we are.
Follow wherever the wind starts blowing.
A million miles away, the kind of a life people dream of knowing.
A million miles away,
we'll never turn back, we'll just keep on going.
So, From the original stage cast of Aladdin, you heard Courtney Reed and Adam Jacobs with A Million Miles Away.
When the musical Brigadoon by Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner opened on March 13, 1947, the recording industry was still in the 78 RPM era, and so many of the songs and the music from Brigadoon did not get recorded. That has been changed because of a John McGlynn recording of the complete score, which includes the sword dance, which comes toward the end of Act One of Brigadoon. From the McGlynn recording, we're going to hear him conduct the sword dance.
Brigadoon, 'tis the end of all of us. The miracle's over.
You heard the sword dance from Brigadoon, which played for 581 performances at the Ziegfeld Theater.
We'll go off-Broadway for our next opening because it was an important opening. It was You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, with music and lyrics by Clark Gessner. It ran for 1,597 performances after opening on March the 7th in 1967 at Theater 80, which was on St. Mark's. Between 67 and 71, there were no fewer than 6 touring companies, and this show has been a staple for community theaters and schools over the years. One of my favorite shows, I loved playing Snoopy. Here from the original cast, you'll hear Reva Rose, Karen Johnson, Bill Hinnett, Bob Balaban, Gary Berghoff, and Skip Hinnett with the title song.
I really don't think you have anything to worry about, Charlie Brown. After all, science has shown that a person's character isn't really established until he's at least 5 years old.
But I am 5. I'm more than 5.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
The only thing wrong with Charlie Brown is his lack of confidence. His inferiority and his lack of confidence. His clumsiness is inferiority and his lack of confidence. His stupidity, his clumsiness, his inferiority.
Do you know that Charlie Brown has never pitched a winning baseball game, never been able to keep a kite in the air, never won a game of checkers, and never successfully punted a football? Sometimes I marvel at his consistency.
Now, Linus, I want you to take a good look at Charlie Brown's face. Would you please hold still a minute, Charlie Brown? This is what you call a failure face. Notice how it has failure written all over it. Study it carefully, Linus. You rarely get to see such a good example. Notice the deep lines, the vacant expression in the eyes. Yes, I would say this is one of the finest examples of a failure face you're going to see for a long while.
Some days I wake up early to watch the sunrise, and I think how beautiful it is, and how my whole life lies before me. And I get a very positive feeling about things. Like this morning, for instance. The sky's so clear and the sun so bright. How can anything go wrong on a day like this?
That was the original cast of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, with the title song.
We're going now to Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which started out as a musical for television and was done in 3 separate productions over the years on television before it reached the stage on March 3rd, 2013 at the Broadway Theater, where it played for 769 performances. William Ivy Long won a Tony Award for his beautiful costumes. One of the songs that I liked very much from the original television musical, which starred Julie Andrews, was 10 Minutes Ago. And that song has been slowed down a bit for this version. Here are Laura Osnes and Santino Fontana to sing 10 Minutes Ago.
Great seats available.
Saw you. I looked up when you came through the door. My head started reeling. You gave me the feeling the room had no ceiling or floor. 10 minutes ago, I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news. I have found her. She's an angel with the dust of the stars in her eyes. We are dancing, we are flying, and she's taking me back to the sky. In the arms of my love, I'm flying over mountain and meadow and glen. And I like it so well that for all I can tell, I may never come down again. I may never come down to earth again.
10 minutes ago, I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news. I have found him, I have found him.
'Osnes and Santino Fontana sang 10 Minutes Ago from the original cast recording of the stage version of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Songs from the Shows of March on the Dress Circle. There have been several shows that have done well on Broadway that had their starts in New Jersey. One of those was Newsies, which started life at the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn. It had a book by Harvey Fierstein and had music and lyrics by Alan Menken and Jack Feldman. It opened at the Niederlander Theater on March 29th in 2012 and went on to run for 1,004 performances. From the original cast recording, we'll hear Carpathia Jenkins sing That's Rich.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the star of our show, Miss Meta Larkin.
I'm doing all right for myself, folks. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise. My investments and such have all gone up so much. Seems whatever I touch starts to rise. I've got men, I've got money, and yet the thing I want most I and sound. I pulled up a weed, they found oil in the ground. But you telling me you don't want me around. Now, honey, that's rich. Some guys give me ermine, chinchilla, and mink. And some give me diamonds as big as a sink. But you wouldn't give me so much as a wink. Some dope. Hey, baby, I was just talking about you. Now listen, sport. This life's too short to waste it on you. It may be rough, but soon enough, I'll learn to make do with the mansion, the oil, well, the diamonds, the yacht, with Andy, Eduardo, the pontiff, and Scott, and Frank. Ooh, and my bank. So cheers for me, 'cause there's one thing you ain't that I'll always be. And honey, yeah, that's right, that's rich, that's rich, that's rich, that's rich.
From the original cast of Newsies, that was Kapathia Jenkins with That's Rich.
Les Miserables opened at the Broadway Theater on March 12, 1987, and was the first Broadway musical to have a $50 top seat. Things have changed. From the original cast recording, we're going to hear Fantine's death scene called Come to Me. And Randy Graff is Fantine, and Colm Wilkinson is Jean Valjean.
You come from God in heaven. and none will ever harm Cosette as long as I am living.
Take my hand, the night grows ever colder.
Then I will keep you warm.
Take my child, I give her to your keeping.
Take shelter from the storm.
For God's sake, please stay till I am sleeping. And tell Cosette I love her and I'll see her when I wake.
From Les Miserables, the box office champion for the month of March with over 4,800 performances on its first run, brought you The Death Scene of Fantine, Come to Me. Randy Graff and Colm Wilkinson were the singers.
In 1976, the 20th anniversary production of Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady opened at the St. James Theater. That was on March 25th, and it ran for only 377 performances, although it got good notices. One critic said it was because no one knew who the two leads were, Christine Andreas and Ian Richardson. And it's a shame because, from the recording, it does sound like it was an excellent production. From that cast album, we're going to hear Christine Andreas, Ian Richardson, and Robert Coote do The Rain in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it. By George, he's got it. Now, once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Oh, the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire,
hurricanes hardly happen. How kind of you to let me come.
Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that lasting plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain of rain stays mainly in the plain.
I got it. The rain of rain stays mainly in the plain.
From the 20th anniversary revival of My Fair Lady, that was Christine Andreas, Ian Richardson, and Robert Coote with The Rain in Spain.
Mr. Wonderful opened at the Broadway Theater on March 22, 1956, and played for 383 performances. For some people, the show was notable because it was the Broadway debut of Cheetah Rivera. For other people, the attraction was the leading man, Sammy Davis Jr., who had several important solos, including this one, a song called There.
What can I say? What can I write? Baby, I miss you so. Lonely all day, I can't sleep at night. Why did I let you go? Now I'm here. Now you're there. Ask me where I wanna be. I wanna be there to share in the life you're living. There to take it when you are giving. There beside you as we grow older. There to warm you when nights grow colder. When you tremble and when you're lonely, how I wanna be there. Oh, my darling, if you knew how much I care. I wanna be there, wherever your heart will lead me. There to hold you each time you need me. There to hold you and there to kiss you as much as your lips will bear. When you're cold, when you cry, when you call, I wanna be there.
From the original recording of Mr. Wonderful, a 1956 hit, that was Sammy Davis Jr. with There.
One of the musicals I think that will be playing for quite some time is Come From Away, about the 38 planes that landed in Gander, Newfoundland, and the population there took care of 6,700 people during the 9/11 crisis. It opened on March 12, 2017 at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater, and has run for 793 performances so far. From that, we're going to be listening to Lee McDougall and the Company perform the reprise of 38 Planes and Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere.
The winds start to pick up. 50-mile-an-hour winds. We have been here too long. We're still on the ground. There's a hurricane coming, and I'm thinking we're running out of time. We have to leave. We have to leave now.
One plane, then another, and then nine planes, then another, and then 13 planes, then 19 planes, then 22, 24, 29, 32, 38, 38, 38, 38, 38, 38, 38, 38, 38, 38, 38 planes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you look out your windows, underneath all that rain is Maine. We've just crossed the Canadian border. Welcome back.
It's on. Sorry,
everyone. Hi, like most everyone, I am sorry saying goodbye. So I wanted to thank them for all that they did. So I'm doing just that, and I'm passing a hat for the people who gave up their time and they gave up their town. So let's give them a scholarship. Pass the hat down.
I want to say something, but we're leaving and it's over.
And then she starts crying and I don't know what to say. So I just put my arm around her and I go to kiss her on the forehead to comfort her.
Well, there was some turbulence and honestly, I just thought he missed. So I...
Ladies and gentlemen, if you look out your windows, you won't want to miss this. We just entered Texas.
In the back.
At one point, a flight attendant comes round saying,
hot towel, hot towel, cold towel.
Somewhere in between the pace of life and work and where you're going, something makes you stop and notice, and you're finally in the moment.
Come From Away, that was Lee McDougall and the Company with 38 Planes and Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere.
On March 29th, 1966, a musical with a very long title opened at the Alban Theater and ran for 129 performances. Its title was It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, but most people referred to it as Superman, and it did not do well at the box office, because its reviews ranged from totally negative to just okay. It was a show that I enjoyed, especially the performance of its leading lady, Linda Lavin. And here she is with one of her songs, You've Got Possibilities, from the score by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss.
Simply terrible necktie, the worst bearing, just unbearable. What to tackle first? Still, you've got possibilities, though you're horribly square. I see possibilities underneath, there's something there. Collar, pure Peoria, fat hat. No, I'm not Queen Victoria. This suit has to go. Still, you've got possibilities. Let us go.
hide you yet. You'll be shy when I get through. Come on and roll, you tiger, you. Somewhere way down deep in you there's life. No doubt it's just been asleep in you. Let me bring it out. You've got possibilities, maybe even a lot. Red hot possibilities. Why be shy?
That was Linda Lavin with a song from It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. The title was You've Got Possibilities. There was another March opening, and I actually went to the opening night of a musical called Billy, a now musical, which was a stage musical version of Herman Melville's Billy Budd, and it played at the Billy Rose Theater for the one performance I saw.
It's interesting how they sometimes name musicals, and you wonder if they think they're trying Predestination, because I think it was in 2014 or 15, around there, there was Disaster, the musical, which couldn't possibly end well, and I think that only ran for 67 performances.
But it was a March opening.
Yeah, that was there, but we don't have anything from it. What we do have is from another fairly big hit. On March 17th, 2005, Spamalot opened at the Schubert Theater. It ran for 1,575 performances. We've used quite a few of the songs that we can use, but we love this one. It's Tim Curry as King Arthur and Michael McGrath as his faithful servant, Patsy. And King Arthur's upset, and he says he's all alone. And Patsy takes umbrage to that. And they're joined by the company for I'm All Alone.
I'm all alone, all by myself. There is no one here beside me. I'm all alone, quite all alone. No one to comfort me or guide me. Why is there no one here with me on the long and winding road to lift my heavy load? If there was someone here with me, how happy I would be. But I'm alone, quite all alone. All by myself, I'm all alone. I'm all alone,
all alone.
All by myself,
except for me.
I cannot face,
he cannot
tomorrow.
Face it.
I'm all alone,
though I am here.
So all alone,
so very near.
No one to share my sorrow.
You know it seems quite clear to me, because I'm working class. I am just the horse's ass. He sells me down the river, so what am I, chop liver?
But I'm alone.
Oh, no, you're not.
So all alone.
I'm here, you twat.
All by myself, I'm all alone.
He's all alone.
I'm all alone.
All by himself.
All by myself.
There is no one here beside him. He's all alone.
So all alone.
Apart from us, no one to comfort him or guide him.
Each one of us is all alone, so what are we to do? in order to get through. We must be lonely side by side. It's a perfect way to hide.
We're all alone. Yes, all alone.
All alone. Each by ourselves, we're all alone.
That was Tim Curry, Michael McGrath, and the company of Monty Python's Spamalot with I'm All Alone.
I was just looking at our lists of March openings, Michael, and I happened to notice that there was a musical that opened at the Billy Rose Theater and closed on opening night about a year before Billy, and that was Here's Where I Belong, and it was based on East of Eden, and that, too, was a real failure.
I'd also love to get music from some of the shows that were slated for New York but never made it, like one from 1974 called Brainchild by Michelle LeGrand and Hal David that closed at the Forest Theater in Philly, a musical in the mind.
Well, we know that closed musicals produce good songs because look at all those musicals by Rodgers and Hart.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have to be with you tonight, but we hope you'll join us next week. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.